Hello and welcome to Crochet Business School podcast. I'm Kelly and I'm here to help you to discover all the ways that you can create your own dream crochet business. Your business does not have to look the same as anyone else's and you can do it the way you want. So what do we have on the podcast today? Is selling your crochet hard? Well, it can be. You are good at crochet. And you want to sell your crochet because, one, you want to either make a bit of extra cash from it or want to ditch the day job and make a living out of it, or you just want to spend more time with your family and ditch the day job. Whichever one of these options you're working towards, you are good at crochet, but that doesn't mean you know anything about how to sell. It's a completely different skill. Crocheting is one skill. Selling is a different one, and you don't necessarily have any experience in it. And the part of selling, you end up wearing several different hats. You are one person that has to do several different jobs. You are the production line, you are the post lady or gentleman. You are the marketing department. You are the accounting department. You are the concepts department, coming up with the designs. You do everything. And in a big major company, you would have different people doing these different jobs. But as a single person selling what you make, you have to do all of these things. Even if you're designing patterns, you still have to do all of these things, apart from the postage. But they all fall under you. You have to do everything. So you have to learn all these different new skills and wear all these different hats, all under the umbrella of one business, all run, managed, and processed by you. Now, this doesn't mean it's impossible. It just means you have a lot of different skills to learn. And when you first start out, the idea of selling sounds really simple. And it is, once you learn the process, once you learn what you need to do to make the sales. But learning that process can take time. And it takes errors. You will make errors along the way. You will learn about yourself. You will learn about your business. You will tweak things to improve your offering. You will tweak things to connect more with your customers. You will change your processes so they can work better. It's a trial and error process until you reach a place that you're happy with, that you love how to run your business that way, that connects with your customers and brings you the sales you need to make the money you are looking for. This does not happen overnight. Now, here's a bit of a true thing for you. There is no such thing as an overnight success. Nobody wakes up one morning with the idea of, I'm going to start selling today and I'm going to make myself a millionaire tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. Overnight successes are simply, you hadn't heard of them yesterday, you've heard of them today. You don't hear any of the work that comes before that. It takes time, it takes work, it takes a lot of learning to get to the point where you can become the success. And when you do become a success, nobody talks about all that time and effort that comes before it. It simply doesn't become part of the narrative. Not because anyone's trying to hide anything, but because being an overnight success is a far more interesting story and a far more compelling story for marketing than all that hard work that came beforehand. So is selling your crochet hard? It can be at the beginning, just because it takes time to refine these processes. But once you get into it, once you find that golden spot where everything clicks, everything comes together, and all the pieces fit to create the results you're looking for, then it becomes easy because you simply follow the same process and follow the same routine over and over again. The hard work is getting to where you need. Then it becomes easier. The hardest part is always right at the beginning, because that is the time when you have so much to learn. And it's because of all these pieces that you need to fit together. All that tweaking happens to every single piece until you work out how everything needs to fit together. And at the beginning, because you just don't know how all this works, you're kind of guessing about how it fits together. You haven't got the final piece in your mind. You know what you want, but how to get there isn't formed in your mind, simply because you don't know what it looks like. What seems really simple on the face of it, sell your crochet, make the money to live on. Once you break it down, all these little pieces, the marketing, the posting, the creating, the finding the right audience, they all got to fit together perfectly to create the end result. Now, I'm not by any means saying it's impossible. It's not. It is very, very possible. But you just have to be prepared to put that effort in. You have to be prepared to do an awful lot of learning. The beginning is hard work. But that hard work will get you where you need to be, will create the results you want to get you to your goals. So remember to keep your goals in mind, because they will most definitely help you when things get hard. And there will be times where you feel like giving up, that it's just not working. But please don't give up, because you don't know what's just around the corner. It could just take one more little tweak, one more little change before all those pieces fit together and you're there. It feels like an uphill struggle, but you will get there. If you are determined, it will work. And sometimes you just get lucky. So just keep putting the work in. Keep doing all the things that you need to do, and you absolutely will get there in the end. If you are determined, it will happen. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope this has given you something to think about and something to incorporate into your business so you can grow those crochet sales. If you have any questions and would like to carry on the conversation more, then come on over to our Facebook community, the Crochet Seller Support Group, and you can ask your questions and get the support you need from fellow crocheters, and I'll be in there too. You can also join our newsletter list for tips and advice straight to your inbox, and stick around for the next podcast. It'll be out again in a few days' time. And if you'd like to, I'd really love it if you would leave a review for the podcast and subscribe. And that really helps us grow and to help more crocheters like yourself. So thank you for joining me, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.